This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I remember the commercials, GE, it brings good things to life. Anyway, the GE light bulb, remember? So I thought GE was a light bulb company. Apparently, GE, their shares have underperformed in the market over the last two decades, so they are reinventing themselves. And they are going to break up into three companies: aviation, healthcare, and energy. The money's in healthcare. I don't think a lot of money, because government is going to control it, and they're going to decide who makes what. But yeah, healthcare is a field is definitely an industry that's always going to be needed. So there might be more robots, there might be more automation, but there's always going to be a need for those that administer and deliver health care. So, U.S. industrial giant General Electric is going to split into three companies. It's going to be divided into a unit focused on aviation, one on healthcare, and one on energy. The spinoff of the healthcare unit will happen by early 2023, energy unit by 2024. GE shares, as a result, jumped. I don't know if I have GE stock. I sold it. I sold the stock before. Yeah, because it stunk. All right, let me see how much it went up. All right, hold on a second. General Electric. I'm interested. General Electric, it did go up. And, all right. Well, we'll see what happens. So, you know, as we see these companies kind of reinvent themselves, you wonder if these big guys are going to be able to last. This idea of too big to fail, we kind of look at these big companies as a barometer of how stable our economy is. And so when we see like a company like, okay, well, the airlines did okay, Facebook's doing okay, Amazon's doing okay, we're doing okay. GE is one of these things that's been around for decades. I think, what, almost a century? It was over a century. It was co-founded in the late 1800s by Thomas Edison, so multiple centuries. Went through several transformations, became a leader in appliances, jet engines, power turbines. They expanded rapidly in the 1980s under late Jack Welch, getting into financial services, broadcasting. They purchased NBC and all sorts of stuff. And so when I look and see companies that were never designed to go into healthcare, that all of a sudden say, this is what we're going to do, I get a little nervous. I don't know if Facebook is going to do something with healthcare, but this metaverse, I wouldn't be surprised if they do telemedicine. We'll talk about the metaverse in a little bit. But when people want to make money and they want to jump on making money, I just see disaster. I've worked for some companies who went into the healthcare industry to make money, and they just didn't get it. And when I would speak to them about, look, you know, here's the problem, this is why we might not want to do this over the phone, their answer was a robotic, just do it, and it'll be fine. So when you see a company going to health, and GE might actually do a good job, but there are so many companies out there that are just in it for the dollar, and they don't have, you know, they don't necessarily have the
medical experience. They don't have the understanding of medicine, the understanding of the malpractice world. They just don't have the understanding, and I worry that they could kill that part of the industry. So some of these telemedicine companies, I love the one I work for. I love MD Live is fantastic, and America Well. I work for a few companies, but some of these companies out there, they're, I don't even know who the doctor is. And again, the doctor might be so happy that they're paying so much, that they're like, okay, well, you know what, I'll just shut my mouth. But you see these decisions that no doctor would ever make. No doctor would ever say that's okay. A business person would, but not a doctor. And so part of my training wasn't so much biology and microbiology and chemistry and physics and English and my medical Spanish and all that. And it was more than that. It was, how does the landscape work? What do patients do? If a patient has diabetes and they don't take care of their diabetes or do what they're supposed to, then they're going to have worsening heart issues. So when you're over the phone going, yeah, just give them their medication for 3 months, who's checking their blood sugar? Who's checking their eyes? Who's checking their kidneys? But telemedicine is huge, and we're giving refills to people over the phone that have never gotten seen. I had a patient kept calling for steroids for gout multiple times throughout the year. So I finally get him, and I go, look, I don't know how healthy this is. Somebody's got to check your kidneys. Let's try to do something where you get, you know, prevention. Let's get you to a doctor. Oh, I can't find a doctor. My doctor won't see me. And I, you know, and I'm like, well, it's been about a year since we recommended you see one. So you haven't been able to find a doctor in a whole year? Of course not. It's easier to just go through telemedicine. And the companies encourage it. In fact, the insurance companies encourage it. The insurance companies say, look, you don't have a copay if you go through the telemedicine company. But if you decide to actually go and see an honest-to-God doctor or nurse practitioner or PA, then, you know, you're going to have to pay more. $25 copay, $30 copay, $50 copay. So people call in going, no, 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 don't send me to a doctor. You just do it. Because otherwise I have to pay. It's free if I talk to you. And I'm like, but you need blood work. You need someone to manage this. You need... You know, I don't know where these companies are going to go in terms of, you know, I mean, R&D medications, it's great. You know, telemedicine platforms are great. But please, for the love of God, make sure somebody in medicine is running the show if you're going to enter the healthcare industry. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this all happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I promised when I got out of medical school that I would never become a doctor that goes, oh man, these young doctors don't know what the hell they're doing. Or these nurse practitioners or PAs, you know, I vowed I would never judge somebody else's clinical acumen because who am I? I just graduated. I've always looked at myself as being the dumbest one in the room so that I learned. I know it doesn't look like I shut up and listen, but I do. I listen because I need to learn. I just always assume that there's somebody smarter than me and somebody better than me. And then early on in my practice, and I've told you of some of these cases, it turned out some of these older long-term doctors, some of them in back east, really good hospitals and medical centers, I found out that they sucked. I had a patient walk in needing a refill. I asked if his doctor did a physical. He said, yeah, he did a physical. Well, something just didn't seem right. He ends up having an aneurysm, huge aneurysm. I needed to send him to get this taken care of. And actually, I sent him, interestingly,
he had a physical, but he never had a colonoscopy, and he was 60. So I sent it to the GI doctor, and I go, look, let me get your medical record so I see what kind of physical you had. But if you really haven't had a colonoscopy, go get that done. Then they can't do it because he's got an aneurysm. And then the cardiovascular doctor says he has triple vessel heart disease. And he goes, I'd love to see the records. And I go, I haven't done a physical on him. He said he had it done. Insurance wouldn't pay for another one. I am dying to see what the hell kind of a physical this other guy did. Meanwhile, I'm like, I don't care who did your physical. I'm doing my own. So early on in my practice, I was like, I don't care what another doctor or nurse practitioner or PA did. I am going to do it my way. And it blows my mind how much half-assed stuff is out there. And now that I do telemedicine and I am licensed in multiple states, I don't get to see what doctors do in my neck of the woods. I see how doctors are taking care of patients in Wisconsin, in Alabama, in Mississippi, in Washington, in Iowa, in Colorado, in Arizona, in North Dakota, in Montana. So as I'm seeing people, just over and over again, I'm like, did your doctor do this? Did your doctor do that? And I'm not trying to sit there and go, okay, well, I would have done that. I'm seriously trying to see what is left for me to recommend. And it turns out none of this stuff is being done. Patient called in with new onset shoulder pain. Just right out of the blue, shoulders hurting, actually on both sides. I'm like, all right, you know, has your doctor checked your heart? No, he checks my cholesterol, but no, I've never really had my heart checked. They were having shoulder pain. Which side's worse? The left. He thinks maybe it's rotator cuff. Did he examine? Did he do an MRI to see if it's rotator cuff? No. He just told me to take some Motrin. I'm like, this could be angina. This could be heart disease. Somebody's got to do a flipping EKG on you. I had a case where a child had this little spot that was bleeding on his skin. And it was just bleeding, bleeding, bleeding. So the mom took them in. It was a PA who didn't know what it was and tried to freeze it. And then gave wart medicine. Well, it wasn't a wart, it's a pyogenic granuloma. These pyogenic granulomas are, you learn that day one in medical school. I mean, they're these big, kind of beefy, juicy, bloody things that need to be excised or cauterized. And why is a clinician trying to freeze something and even tells the patient, I don't know what this is? And I bring this up because I am seeing a pattern of people sucking. I mean, they just suck. And I worry. I worry for your health. You know, I practice in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, and there was a time where I knew every single doctor that was in this town. So if you said you saw Dr. Smith or you saw Dr. Joe or Dr. whoever, I know exactly what you're talking about, and they rock. You know, I know if you're seeing another doctor and they're an idiot, I know. And I know. So there was no surprise. I also saw the shortcomings. I knew if there was a doctor that perforated more often than others in a colonoscopy. Or, you know, if a doctor who was a heavy drinker, you know, or heavy on pot, and I can't tell you for sure that, you know. So I kind of, back then, had a pretty good idea. And so the people I would refer to was a very succinct group, narrow group of people who I trusted and loved. And thank God, no complications, no lawsuits. Now, I don't know who you guys are seeing. I mean, we are talking across the United States, and the stories I'm getting of what's being done and what's being recommended is so half-assed. Now, maybe it's because the family doctor has gone away. A family doctor was your doctor that you would see ever since you were a baby till you were an adult. Well, we move a lot. All right, so you establish with a new family doctor. But that family doctor is going to be there for years. They're not there anymore. I'm not. I left my practice. I feel bad. I loved my patients, but with Obamacare and with money not coming in because everybody had high deductibles and people couldn't pay or wouldn't pay their bills, you can only do so much. You can only, you know, mortgage your house so much. I left. Went and taught. And so I loved teaching, but then I went into telemedicine, which was even more lucrative than I could imagine, but it wasn't about that. It was about, I want to be there for somebody, and I want to not have to worry about paying my rent, worried about paying staff, but you have to, and medicine changed. Medicine has changed. Medicine has changed such that if you have an insurance company that's not paying you, you have to drop that insurance company because you can only do so much. Well, but a family doctor is supposed to be with you through hook or crook as you go through life. So the average person is with their family doctor, maybe only one or two visits. And they don't have this long-term established relationship with their internist, with their gynecologist. And I've been going to my gynecologist for 20-some years. I love her to death. I hope she never retires. She's older than me, but she looks younger than me. She's got more energy than me, and I love her to death. So she's kind of my family doc. But there's not a lot of them that are there that are there for you. And so many times also, since they're busy, you see the nurse practitioner, you see the PA. Some of them are fantastic, but some of them aren't. And so I bring this up not because I want to bag on other people, but I want you guys to be aware that a lot of the things that you are being told in that medical setting might need to be cross-checked. You know, people always apologize when they call in going, look, you know, I know you'll get mad. I went on to Google and I go, no, I don't get mad. I love the fact that you're educating yourself because I don't know what the hell these other people are teaching you. Somebody called in saying, yeah, they had a rash. They had a rash on their forehead, and it's not getting better, and now it's getting worse. And I go, rash on the forehead, just one side of the forehead? I go, it sounds like shingles. Let me see the pictures. And it turns out the previous doctor just gave some cortisone cream. Any rash above an eye, you gotta think shingles. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm seeing people treat diverticulitis over the phone. How do you know it's diverticulitis? Well, the patient's having very bad abdominal pain, and they're having it on the left. Has a CAT scan been done? No. Well, there's guidelines. There's guidelines to do these things over the phone, and you don't just randomly give somebody a diagnosis of diverticulitis. Shortness of breath. People will say, yeah, shortness of breath, so here's an inhaler. How do you know the shortness of breath isn't a blood clot? How do you know the shortness of breath isn't pneumonia? How do you know the shortness of breath isn't a heart attack? We have taken medicine the way I learned it and now turned it into a completely half-assed sort of money-making enterprise. And, I don't want to be the voice of reason, but I get nervous. I get nervous. And no wonder people lack trust in doctors. They think that their doctor is just in it for the money, or they're an employee, or they just have to get through one patient through the next patient. So when they do have a question of the vaccine, is it somebody who's known them for years and says, look, you know, I'm a little nervous about it too, but I'll be here if you have a side effect. That's not the doctor they have. The doctor or medical provider they have is, look, do you want the shot or not? I got other patients. It's completely, medicine is completely different. It's so different. I mean, and, you know, I've always worried who would take care of me. Luckily, I got so many previous students and so many amazing people in my neck of the woods that I feel confident, but also I'm a doctor, so I could always double check, you know, if I had to. But many of you, you're just, you know, like this little kid is bleeding up the sheets. And really, the PA never saw that before? How do you not recognize a pyogenic granuloma? If not ask, if not refer out. I don't understand it. I don't understand how people are being either poorly trained. And that's another thing. How the hell do you go through training without seeing something so common? The training is different. I did 36-hour shifts. I'm not saying that's the way it should be. But man, I've seen infinitely more number of patients in training because our shifts were longer and we had to see patients. We had to do things. Now things are so different where medical students might graduate without ever delivering a baby. How do you not deliver a baby in medical school? 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are expected to hit the roads this Thanksgiving. AAA putting that number at more than 53 million. That's a 13% increase, and it comes a year after folks were advised to stay home due to the pandemic. Air travel is expected to jump 80% over last year, with more than 4 million passengers. However, 90% of all travel will still be done by car. The FBI is now part of a criminal investigation into what went wrong at a Houston concert where 8 people died last Friday. It happened when fans rushed the stage, and Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena says there are also reports of possible druggings.
There was some evidence that some drugs were present there at the event. There was one report of a security guard that described a needle prick to the neck.
This is USA Radio News. More border wall construction materials are found.
Since Joe Biden halted construction of the border wall, multiple reporters and Republican lawmakers have shared videos and photos of the massive piles of steel left stacked up along the border, which had been purchased for the wall during the Trump administration. However, Ben Bergquam, a conservative journalist, has revealed another massive supply of materials intended for the border.
They do not want you to see this. They do not want you to see millions. I don't know if it's 100 million. I don't know. It's millions and millions of dollars sitting out here burning up out in the desert. Your tax dollars.
Bergquam also said there is a media blackout on the area as the Biden administration does not want anyone to see it. But he got in explaining, I have an escort. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Georgia Senator Max Cleland died at the age of 79 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So something nobody's really talking about that I just want to bring up that I find a little odd is when we had to go on lockdown and the kids were out of school, in-person school, and they had to do online school, my son was in his room and he was about to take a test, and he goes, Mom, get out of here. I have to scope the room. I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, apparently, they need to see the room. They have to take the camera. And because he's about to take a test, they need to have one, the camera on, visualize the whole room. And I'm like, well, the cat wants to come in. They go, no cat. There can't be any sound. They're going to know. I go, but it's a cat. Tell them it's a cat. No. It has to be... I go, they're not going to see the cat. The cat's going to run on the bed. All the cat does is get, everything has to be out of the room. And I'm like, I don't like that they're, one, looking all around your room, because apparently he had to take the camera
and turn it around 360 so they could see everything, walk them through the, you know, nooks and crannies. I'm like, well, do you want to maybe pick up the underwear? Can you make your bed? So, you know, he made his bed and all that. But I'm like, they could scope out the room. And then while he's taking a test, it was like a 3-hour exam, cameras on him. So, obviously, if that camera decided to take an image or keep that, they basically have that child's home, that child's surroundings, that what, you know, I don't know if they could figure out what's in that cupboard or that drawer. But I just found it very odd that there were going to be other people staring at my son for 3 hours looking at what's in his room. Now, he doesn't have, like, you know, Farrah Fawcett posters or things like that, you know. It's interesting. My boys don't have posters of boobies in their room. I never told them they couldn't. I find that very fascinating because, you know, moms are like, no, don't be putting that stuff up. Man, when I was growing up at my age, I mean, I had Michael Jackson posters and I had MacGyver and I think I had a Bruce Willis poster. But kids these days, or maybe my boys thought I wouldn't like it, but they don't really have boobie posters in the room. I think that would be funny though. And maybe it's because, you know, when they have to be online, people can see. So maybe, I don't know, it's a much different generation. That's, yeah. So, I wasn't worried about what was in his room, but you kind of wonder. So what about those of us that have guns and those of us and, you know, we're doing our Zoom meeting or we're doing, you know, people are studying and, you know, they don't know what's over here and, you know, they can learn a lot about you. Well, this metaverse that Facebook wants to do, it does sound cool. And the reason why it sounds cool is I read this book, Ready Player One, and I see where the world is going, where you get up, you're like, big day. And then you sit at your computer, you go on, and then boom, you're in New York, or you're in Paris, and then you're doing business that you have to do. And it's like you're saving time, you're saving money, you're saving travel. And you know, I'd like to go to New York, I'd like to go to Paris once in a while, but if you're dealing with these people on a daily basis, so easy. It's been so easy for me to do interviews online and see patients online, but that's where we're going. And so the metaverse is going to be this big, huge sort of universe where tons of computers using cameras and technology, and all sorts of stuff to be able to augment your reality and have you interact with others and get your facial expressions, get your hand movements, and it'll be through like avatars and things like that, so that you can kind of live through this other sort of being, which is kind of interesting because if I want to be a hot supermodel, and I don't think anybody's listening to me because I look the way I do, I could augment myself to being somebody hot and maybe I'll get listened to. So I kind of like the idea that you kind of have that ulterior or alternative, shall we say, representative of you. But in order for this to happen, there needs to be multiple computers, multiple technology, and I still don't know exactly how it's going to work. But this metaverse setting interacts with not only digital environments, but your physical world. And it will end up, without you needing a VR headset, be able to do this. Combination of physical hardware, software, to provide a, quote, immersive and digital environment that causes your senses to believe you are in another place. A virtual environment gives you the sense that your mind is in the metaverse. So we are going to have a whole new world. And in this whole new world, there's probably going to be the need for a Coca-Cola sign, hence advertising. There's going to probably be needs to make yourself a certain way, do something faster. So there's lots of money to be made in this. It's a whole new world. If you want to learn something, you can learn something in this metaverse. The possibilities are endless. If you want to see a doctor and you're on break at work and they say you could go into this room and see the doctor and you just walk right in and then you see the doctor avatar and there's me. And then that's how this is going to work. But the problem is it's going to require a lack of privacy. Now, the younger generation is already used to that. They know there's a lack of privacy. They know that every time they Google, somebody knows their political affiliation, they know their porn preferences, they know their sexual preferences, they know their where they shop, they know where they eat. We're pegged. I mean, anybody who could study us on the computer, they have us pegged. People can stalk us on our Facebook, on our Instagram, on our Snapchat, and they do. And so the younger generations are like, look, they know. You know, that's one of the reasons why I'm very open. Once I realize that medical records aren't secure, that people can see your medical records, once I realize, I'm like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm getting a hysterectomy. Yeah, I mean, there's no sense in my trying to keep it private. I can't keep my age private. I don't know why the hell it's on the internet, but apparently Wikipedia, Google goes, oh, Dahlia Wax is this old. Let me see. I think even Siri. Hold on. Oh, I don't know if I did it. Let me see. Hey, Siri, how old is Dahlia Wax? I don't think it'll do it on this because I'm attached to that. But anyway, you know, that sucks. I want to hide my age. Now that I am the age I am, I kind of want to keep it on the down low. You know, I can't pretend that I was a brunette for part of my life. I was blonde as a baby, then went brunette, then went blonde again. I can't hide that because there's old pictures of me. You know, so the younger people are like, oh, I don't mind about the privacy. But for us older people, we do want that privacy. That privacy means safety. And when Facebook first came out, 2008, was it? 2007, 2008? I was like, I'm never going to tell somebody if I'm out of town. Then they could rob the house. Well, people already know you're out of the house. Whether you post something or not, that it's people can find you online, you're pinged. I mean, maybe more in the government, but it's one of those things where you just don't have that safety. Yeah, I mean, now I feel worried if I ever go into, you know, a town and there's a lot of people that I know, but I don't have time to see them. I'm like, they're going to know. Because if I'm there and I'm there and somebody tags me on a photo, they know. So this metaverse sounds exciting, but it is going to require there being access to you. Our phones already give somebody access. Our phones listen to us. We know it. So one joke is, you know, whatever you want for Christmas, just say out loud, and all of a sudden ads are going to be coming up with coupons. This is our reality now. Our reality is we have no privacy. I think our smart TVs, can somebody hack into a smart TV now? And where's the TV? It's right above the bed. What are we doing to ourselves? That's what people want. People are like, you know what? I'd rather not have the privacy. How many people have done Zoom with no pants on? I'm like, I guess people saw me without my pants. Who cares? Who cares? That stinks that somebody saw you without your pants. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
This report is brought to you by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America. This Veterans Day, as we honor the brave men and women who served our country, it's important to talk about a disease called amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. For unknown reasons, veterans are twice as likely to develop it compared to those who haven't served in the military. ALS is an incurable and debilitating disease that gradually affects a person's ability to walk, write, speak, swallow, eat, and even breathe. Lisa McKee, Army veteran, mother of five, and former Level 1 trauma nurse, is living with ALS and doing her part to raise awareness in hopes of helping other veterans and their families.
I loved the military. Even if I knew I would get ALS, I would do it all over again. I spent my life taking care of others, and my current mission is ensuring that veterans and their families get all the information and resources they need to better live with ALS.
To learn more about available resources, visit ALSveterans.com. That's ALSveterans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like State Farm is standing by Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers' gate was found to be pretty interesting in that Aaron Rodgers, who is the NFL MVP, even though Mahomes had won MVP of the game in the Super Bowl last year. No, that was 2 years ago. I forgot who MVP was last year. But anyway, Aaron Rodgers is an MVP. Okay, let's just put it that way. This still MVP, continues to be MVP. And State Farm has him in these ads. I'm not a big fan of the State Farm ads. I think they could be funnier. But I gotta tell you, Aaron Rodgers, he likes to act. He was in Game of Thrones. He had three little bits within Game of Thrones in the final season. And, you know, good for him for starting to have Plan B. I think he likes being on film and on camera. So if he does ever end a football career, you know, whether he goes into coaching or TV or politics, I'm thinking it might be politics. So Aaron Rodgers made a lot of waves when he had originally said that he was quote-unquote immunized, but he technically was not vaccinated. So people threw a fit. People have been calling for him to get kicked out of the, kicked out of the NFL, you know, and we're going to talk about that, Howard Stern included. But Aaron Rodgers basically had chosen that, look, I'm going to, yeah, it's my body, my choice. I did monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and deal with it. So we talked about his controversy. I'm not going to rehash that. He didn't wear a mask when he should have worn a mask. And he goes, I didn't wear a mask because everybody in the room was vaccinated and was wearing masks. That's kind of what the masks and the vaccines do. But he did lose Privia Health, a sponsor. So State Farm, a bigger sponsor, has been asked to drop him. And they're not. They are doing the right thing. And they said Aaron Rodgers has been a great ambassador for our company for much of the past decade. A company spokesperson told Nexstar, we don't support some of the statements he has made, but we respect his right to have his own personal point of view. He says, we recognize our customers, employees, agents, and brand ambassadors from all walks of life with differing viewpoints on many issues. Our mission at State Farm is to support safer, stronger communities. To that end, we encourage vaccinations, but respect everyone's right to make a choice based on their personal circumstances. So State Farm has his back, and they're right in that, you know, we need to respect everyone's choices. We need, you know, we understand that we have customers, employees, agents, brand ambassadors from all walks of life. If they can him, then that puts them in the crossfires of those that think that State Farm is being fascist. And, you know, if they don't can him, then, you know, some people are like, oh, man, well, that means you're okay with them being anti-vax. They're like, look, we're okay with all of you. And that's what we do. We're okay with all of you. So, you know, cut us some slack, quit being jerks, and let us do what we need to do. So, now, Emilio Estevez has been under some fire, too. Now, apparently with Emilio Estevez, I'm trying to pull this up right now. Emilio Estevez apparently did not get the vaccine either, as if it's really any of our business. And he has parted ways with the Mighty Ducks, too. But they say this had nothing to do with the vaccine. Originally, we thought it was. Estevez said, I am not anti-vax, full stop. He said, I take this pandemic very seriously, and I'm often teased about my continued following of the safety protocols and my abundance of caution. He goes, I want to address what transpired and cleared up some falsehoods which appeared in my article regarding my decision to depart from the Mighty Ducks Game Changers. He said his reason for leaving the show prior to season two was nothing more than a good old-fashioned contract dispute and not about an anti-vaccine position. He was diagnosed with COVID-19 in March 2020, suffered long haul syndrome during the summer and fall of 2020. The actor said he was worried about returning to production of the show August 2020, but the show's producers worked to assuage my fears of coming back to work. Assuage temper. Estevez said he returned to film in Vancouver following the strict protocols and didn't share that he had been sick and still had lingering issues. He said, in retrospect, I wrongly chose to protect the show over being transparent about having contracted COVID. I have provided another public example to wit how we are all vulnerable to this deadly disease. So, you know, he had COVID. He had long COVID. Technically, it was over the 10 days. CDC allows him to go out there and do what he wants to do, but no. So, he's out of a job. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what more comes from that. Now, for those of you guys that watched the Bears-Steelers game last night, you're probably a little confused with what the hell happened. Now, fouls were called. Raquan Smith was accused of being offsides. These were calls against the Bears. And I'm like, that was offsides? That And I was always like, maybe I'm wrong about what I thought offsides was. There were some low blocks called wrong, roughing the passer, just things that were just really subjective. But then what was really weird was Cassius Marsh was walking behind a ref, Tony Corrente. And Tony Corrente appeared to take a step back and hip check him. Then he throws a flag and says, taunting penalty. And everyone's like, what? So the Bears, they lost by only 2 points. I forgot what the final score was. Was it 29-27? Anyway, in the final quarter, they made such a comeback and actually almost won, but penalty after penalty, I guess, made it a lot easier for the Steelers to win. So now fans want an investigation as to how the hell this could have happened. They said not only did ref Tony Corrente call one of the most worst taunting penalties of the season, but he also hip-checked a Bears player in the process of doing so. This is in the fourth quarter. If you watch the video, you're like, what the heck is going on? And why was that? What? So while running to a sideline, Corrente appeared to be deliberately hip-checking him while pulling out his flag to call a penalty. So I'm confused, unless maybe the penalty was on somebody else. But still, why would he hip-check? Why? I don't get it. So my concern is, you know how people lost their mind with Deflategate and the balls of the Patriots being deflated to allow Tom Brady to throw them better? I still don't understand what the hell happened there. If you have a ref or a group of refs that keep screwing with the visiting team and then calling taunting penalties after you hip-check somebody, and I don't know what was going on. We've lost the integrity of refs. We've lost the integrity of sports. And the reason why this is a headline, it isn't that, you know, because I know a lot of people, they aren't into sports. They really weren't really watching the Bears or the Steelers. They might not care. I'm a big Cowboy fan, so I really care about those games. But still, once you realize that whatever you think in your little fantasy land is safe, fair, a constant, not a variable, and you see this halfway stuff, that's half-assed stuff being done, it basically just enlightens you to the fact that no industry is safe from people putting their subjectivity into it or people possibly doing wrong, which is why we could have foodborne illnesses, why that kid died of Nigeria filariae because somebody, three of the days he was there, didn't check the chlorine level. So half-assed stuff, uncool. Deliberate stuff, even more uncool. So it'll be really interesting to see what comes of this. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
An an important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 6078.